Christmas is obviously supposed to be a chance to spend time with loved ones, kick back, relax, you know, do all the usual things. But for those of us who are struggling financially, it can be a very stressful time as well. According to research commissioned by the Salvation Army this holiday season, 3 million Australians will contact a charity for help with food, power, and also paying bills. And it's also estimated that 6 million people will spend more than they can actually afford. Christian White is the leader of the Salvation Army Social Services Division in Macquarie Fields in southwestern Sydney. And Rachel Mills also works for the Salvos in Macquarie Fields and has herself relied on the charity in the past. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in, and Merry Christmas to you both as
you
well.
Too.
Rachel, you're looking particularly Christmassy with these fingernails that are all in multiple Christmas colours.
No, they're my Salvo nails.
Right. Kristen, just tell me about this survey to begin with, to put all of this in context. A lot of Australians obviously face financial hardship year round, but to what degree does that become more acute at Christmas?
I think Christmas is just highlights that the problem that people are having through the year. You know, so Christmas time, I feel like where we are in Macquarie Fields in particular, a lot of people feel obliged to buy a lot more than they can actually afford. You know what I mean? Sort of to make up for that sort of happy family. You know, so we buy a lot of things, we invite everyone over just to sort of keep up with the Joneses. But what happens is they end up spending a lot more, you know, than they can actually afford.
And these figures that have come about as a result of this survey point to pretty significant numbers. I mean, it seems surprising that that many Australians are facing these kind of challenges at Christmas time.
Yeah, it's actually quite scary when you look at the numbers. You're talking in the millions of Australians. And what happens, we tend to overspend. We push ourselves way beyond. You know, it actually shows that, 3 million people are going to reach out to a charity this time of year. They say, 25 million? That's a big number.
And when they contact you, when they contact the Salvos, what do they come and say?
Well, for some, it's easy. For some, it's very difficult. But it can range from, you know, electricity bills to food. It could just be counselling. It could just be like domestic violence. It ranges. Honestly, it ranges from each family.
And Rachel, you work for the Salvos now, but you have had times in the past where you have needed to ask the Salvos for help. Can you tell me about that? What was the circumstance you were in?
Oh, look, absolutely. So my story is like a lot of other Australians out there. I was married and I had to leave my family, had to leave my husband due to domestic violence and extreme emotional abuse, and ended up on the street and in the system, as you say. And look, I had to reach out, and when I reached out, it was the Salvation Army who were the one service that gave me more than just shelter and more than just food. They looked at me like I was a person, and they gave me hope.
There was a particular point in time, I think, where you were both pregnant and basically without a home.
Yeah, that's right.
So was that the moment that you realised that you needed to ask for help? Or was there, when you think about it now, was there a moment that comes to your mind when you realised you had to find help somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have 30 days TA or crisis accommodation, which is provided for you by the Department of Housing. Now, mine had run out, and I had used more than that, actually. And I had a phone call from a contact that I had made at the Salvation Army named Rachel, and she rang me just at that one time that I was walking down the steps pregnant and not having anywhere to go. And she said, "What are you doing? And where are you going?" And I said, "I've got nowhere to go. And I don't know where I'm going." And she said, "Come down and see me." And I sat down and I spoke with her, and she empathized with me, and she reminded me that I had a purpose. And she showed me so much love and gave me so much encouragement. She put me up in a hotel. And it was from then that I just kept going forward from then on.
I suspect for many people listening this morning, out walking the dog or driving to work across Australia, they won't know what that feels like to be walking down the steps and not actually know where you're going.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that feels like?
You feel like you're invisible. You feel like people don't see you and that you don't have a place. You feel like you're not worthy of the oxygen that you're breathing as you walk down the street. And it's a shameful feeling as well, that you've lost everything that you had and you haven't the capacity to get it back, and you have to reach out and you have to ask for help. And look, you have no hope. And once you lose hope, you lose your sense of worth, and you lose you lose this sense that you want to live. And once you've lost that, it's over. So that's why the Salvation Army, they offer hope. And once you get your hope back, you have a reason to live again.
And you were feeling all of that at the same time as being in the process of bringing new life into the world.
Yeah.
What did receiving that phone call that day mean to you?
So Rach and I, we talk about it as if it was a God moment, because how did she know that I was walking down those steps? How did she know I had nowhere to go? So when you hear people say, you know, God bless the Salvos and stuff, I stand here as witness that God does bless the Salvos.
There's obviously many Australians that are not of faith, that are skeptical of faith and all of that kind of thing. But I guess from your point of view, this intervention came at a moment that really set you on a very different path.
Oh, absolutely. I would not be having this conversation here with you today had that phone call not happened for me. And without a shadow of a doubt, I can say that I was not in a good place.
Christian, how common is this sort of story that we've just heard from Rachel this morning?
Yeah, it's very common. Often people think that people come to the Salvation Army for food or just because of homelessness, but it's majority of it's actually just for people to feel like they're a part of humanity, connecting with someone else. You know, often it's just reaching out and feeling valued, feeling loved, feeling heard. It's frequent all the time.
Is it
scary?
Is it obvious to people what sort of help they can get? I mean, when you're in a scenario like Rachel was in, I mean, you're sort of shaking your head here. I mean, did you know the kind of support that you could get?
And we've had this conversation, and I was saying to Christian that it wasn't until it was almost too late that I realised these services were available for me. So I had no idea that Department of Housing gave housing to people who had suffered domestic violence. I thought it was just a place where people went and lived in housing commission. And so I had to educate myself on the services that were available to me. I didn't know about victim services or, DV safe houses and things like this until that ship had almost sailed. So no, people don't know about the services. And it's such a shame, because had I have known about the services that were available to me when I left, I would not have had to have gone through that that turmoil. I think my story would have been a bit different.
And you're in a very different place today. I mean, you've graduated from TAFE.
Yes.
You're working with the Salvos. What did you do at TAFE?
I did my Diploma of Community Services Case Management and my Diploma of Counselling.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And life looks really different.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
What's going to happen this Christmas?
Oh, so this Christmas, I'm going to be spending time with my family and thanking God for the blessings that I have.
And do you, I mean, there will be people listening this morning that know of people in difficulty, maybe they are in difficulty themselves. What would you say to them?
I'd say there are people out there that will listen to you and that will see you and that will help you have a voice when you feel like you haven't got one. If you're just really unsure of where to turn to your local Salvo office or, approach a service, speak, you know, ask questions. Don't just suffer in silence.
Christian, you're at the very sharp end of a lot of the social and economic issues that we talk about on programs like this every day. We'll be talking about them again today because there's the mid-year budget update. We're going to be talking about electricity bills, about rental affordability, about low wages growth. What would you say to the politicians that tend to talk about this stuff at a very high level?
I'd say that you've got to really think about the society as a whole. There are a lot of us seems to be doing well, but there's a lot of people who are not even cutting the poverty line. They're so far below it. And if we ever want to sort of give that part of our community a chance to get up and get jobs and get employed and sort of have a chance at society, got to give them a fair go, honestly. Like, take Newstart, for example. Like, if we could raise that a little bit more, we could actually give them an opportunity to get a new start. You know what I mean? Not just sort of get through and sort of struggle and can't even afford to get to TAFE. You know, we're not even talking uni, we're just talking TAFE. If we actually want to give them an opportunity, we've got to fund it. You've got to put your money where your mouth is and actually back it and give them an opportunity.
Did you live on Newstart for a while, Rachel?
I was on the single parenting pension, yeah.
What was it like? How hard was it to survive on the
single? Still hard. I work and it's still hard. So just to put my daughter into daycare and take my kids to school and things like this, my wage just covers my rent And I still do have to get welfare assistance to get through. Otherwise I wouldn't do it. I'm lucky I've got support services around me now, but a lot of people don't because they don't know about them.
Mm. Christian White, Rachel Mills, thank you very much for coming in this morning, Rachel. I know you're terribly nervous about talking on radio, but we so appreciate you coming in and you've done brilliantly.
Bless. Thanks, Amy. Thank you very much.